You're listening to SBS News.
Scary movies, haunted houses and trick-or-treating. October is the unofficial start to spooky season. At least that's what you would think, judging by what's on the shelves in our local shops. Sarah Colat is a teaching professor of psychology at Penn State University in the US. She says there are lots of reasons that people like to be scared. At a chemical level, our brains and bodies are reacting to the jump scares in a movie and surviving a haunted house. But psychologists also say getting scared in a safe environment prepares us for real danger.
People should have some healthy form of fear, because otherwise they're not going to be able to safely navigate a dangerous world.
So why do we enjoy being scared?
There are lots of reasons that people like to be scared. One of the biggest ones is that it triggers your fight or flight response, which is what is associated with normal experiences of fear. And so you get this real nice burst of adrenaline when you're scared. But in controlled fear experiences like a haunted house or a scary movie, you don't have any actual danger. And so as that jump scare, or you get through the haunted house, as that is finished, you get a nice rush of dopamine in your brain as well, this kind of pleasure neurotransmitter. And so you get to experience the adrenaline and the pleasure without any real danger. And so that's why people really enjoy it. And so you might do it because when we're all scared together, we feel bonded as we go through that experience. And you see that in real dangerous or traumatic experiences, but also going with your friends through a haunted house or going to a scary movie on a date can leave you, as you go through that experience, feeling more bonded. And it's related to this hormone called oxytocin, which is sometimes called the love hormone.
The shops are full of skeletons and witches and the Grim Reaper.
Spooky season, as they call it on social media, I think it's a time for people to kind of face what is scary. And you see that across a lot of different cultures. And what we see with fear experiences, and something else that's coming out of the research, is that when we scare ourselves, it's also a way of preparing ourselves for future dangers. So it's as though you're practicing reacting to what is scary. And indeed, there's research suggesting that individuals who are more engaged with scary film or entertainment, these kind of like spooky season regular attendees throughout the year, going through the pandemic, they were actually more psychologically resilient to it because they had been practicing dealing with this kind of chronic fear response.
So it's not necessarily a bad thing to have a fright.
Fear is what we call a primary emotion. And so it's something that is deeply instilled in us evolutionarily. As far as how we express fear, that can vary from person to person. It's often culturally determined. But the experience of fear, again, is deeply rooted in our nervous system. And so what scares us might vary from person to person, but that reaction of fear is often universal.